So you wrote to the Prime Minister a few weeks ago to urge her to come and meet traders here at Borough Market. Why is it important that she came today?
I think it's really important for multiple reasons. It sends out an incredibly powerful message that, you know, the Prime Minister feels it's safe to be here. She can come along. No one else should have any worries about coming back to Borough Market and reclaim Borough Market. The numbers have been really good. The public response has been really good. So this just adds that for cements how great it is to come down here. But also for her to hear from direct traders and some of the paramedics and police from the evening. The three of the four paramedics who were there this morning were Australian. I think is great. Even better that she was joined by Malcolm Turnbull.
You've also been taking up with various government departments and through parliamentary questions some of the issues facing traders here a month on. What are some of the key issues and where is action needed?
So one of the things was raising this morning with the Prime Minister was that Southwark Council has so far done more directly to help the traders and those whose jobs are reliant on the market in particular, but News UK have done more than the government, the Mayor of London has done far more than the government in direct financial terms, insurance issues have been slow, and it's not just that the government's Paul Ray insurance is slow, it's that this was an attack that thankfully was over within 8 minutes, very, very quickly, and the police prevented further injuries, but the market was shut for 10 days, so... And yet the insurance companies are saying all of that closure is terrorist related. And I think they need to reinterpret their business interruption clauses in the insurance contract. And this is something that I'm still working with the traders. And we have a meeting on Thursday with the business minister to focus on that support. And what else the government might actually do to try and help all of those businesses affected. And it isn't just the traders, obviously. But.